This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The COVID-19 vaccine manufactured jointly by AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford has released updated information about its effectiveness after a watchdog group questioned its results. The new information shows the two-dose regime is 76% effective in preventing symptomatic coronavirus. The latest figures revised an announcement made by the British pharmaceutical giant on Monday that the vaccine was 79% effective against the virus. Those claims were thrown into doubt just hours later when a key U.S. government oversight agency, the Data and Safety Monitoring Board, said AstraZeneca may have included outdated information from the late-stage clinical trial, which may have provided an incomplete view of the efficacy data. The Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine has been the leading choice in the developing world because of its low cost and simple storage requirements. U.S. President Joe Biden is likely to field questions about the pandemic and vaccines later today when he holds his first news conference since taking office back in January, while Biden restored daily briefings by his press secretary and answered questions in other formats. He's the first president in four decades to make it this far into his first term without holding a formal question-and-answer session with members of the news media. Biden is likely to also field questions on a number of pressing domestic issues, including the U.S.-Mexico border situation and the mass shootings in Georgia and Colorado. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is